Riley, can you please tell us why you are doing this bottle drive?
With everything going on right now with the coronavirus, COVID-19, we know there's a lot of uncertain times and a lot of people are laid off and having a hard time making ends meet. So the Sudbury Food Bank's always been near and dear to my heart and some other people's hearts. So we got together and we decided, why don't we go out while people are, you know, you're stuck at home. You might be drinking a little bit more and get some money for the food bank.
I saw that you guys kicked this off a couple of days ago. How much have you raised so far?
So quick count, we're going to the distribution center on Sunday, but just a ballpark, we have $472 in cans as of last night, and then over 60 cases already. So, you know, it's absolutely, in a 24-hour period, we raised well over $700.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And to do a bottle drive takes a lot of work and a lot of volunteers. So who are you doing this bottle drive with, Riley?
So Curtis Lozell is the he's the event organizer. Him and his girlfriend kind of jumped onto this on Sunday. And then we've had one other person. Her name is Penny. She really stepped up. So there's currently only four of us going around. Everybody's messaging Curtis. We're logistically planning stuff out. And then it's, you know, hammer down on the road.
Well, I see that you have three different ways that people can help you guys out. You can spread the word on social media and amongst friends. Number two is to be a volunteer. So maybe tell us about how many volunteers you'd be looking for.
So we're looking for anybody, especially in the outlying areas, that would be able to, you know, do Hanmer, Capriol, anywhere out in the valley, Wanapate. They can get a hold of us. We can send them, you know, a slight map of the area that we need them to pick up, and then they can drop it off at our central location. So the more the merrier, right? Like, we're not going to say no to anybody that wants to help out.
Awesome. That's great.
And finally, if I do have any cans or bottles sitting around, how are we getting in touch with you to get these? Because, I mean, all of us are in isolation together, and maybe you see them piling up and you don't want to put them to the road in the recycling bin like Mel does at her house. Or just stockpile them in the shed for this entire time. So how can they get a hold of you?
So best practice is to go onto the We the Bury bottle drive page on Facebook. You can contact Curtis Lozell there. He has his email and his direct message. We're asking that you put them at the end of the road. We'll let you know when we're coming. This way, you know, we're all practicing social distance practices and stuff, and we're gloved up and masked up, and we'll be out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday we'll be at the distribution center on 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, that is amazing. On behalf of the Sudbury Food Bank, we just thank you so much for taking the time and the effort and the heart that it takes to give other families hope that, you know, I know you know this, Riley, there are families out there who've never had to use the food bank before.
Yeah.
And it's very, very difficult. And we just want to make sure that everyone is fed.
My professional opinion is to reach out. This community comes together, like, it's overwhelming. And if you need help, reach out, and somebody from Sudbury is going to be there to help you out. I do have one request, though. If anybody's got a big cube van, we're hoping that we can get a hold of you for Sunday morning, because right now we got a pickup truck and then one work vehicle that's going to be loading up, but I'm pretty sure we're going to need a cube van by Sunday.
Let's see if we can get you a cube van, because I would like to fill that.
Yeah, definitely, Mel. And it'd be awesome if you were there on Sunday, if it's, you know, so we can hand the money right over to you.
Oh, woo! I was thinking she can help you guys count the bottles.
Yes, that'd be amazing. We'll make sure you got a bottle of wine.
700 bottles of beer on the wall.